Blog Talk Radio.
A show for black men, all right, so we can so that we can talk amongst black men. Please stop texting me and everything like that there. I'm trying to explain to y'all. I'm not asking you to call in right now. Listen, click the link and listen from your phone, okay? I'm not asking you to call in. Y'all getting all nervous and everything like that there. First of all, black women, read what the text says. You know what I mean? Read it. I'm not asking you to call in. You can listen from your phone. That's what I mean by call in right now. You can listen from your phone. Everybody, please, just relax. Woosah. Take a deep breath. All right? All right, then. Let's do this again. Good evening, everybody. My name is Al A. Mobley Jr., and I'd like to welcome you this evening to Balance and Boundaries. All right, this is a internet talk show for black men to talk to black women and women of color. Big shout out to everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice. I do this every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'd like to say once again, welcome to Balance and Boundaries. How is everybody doing? Happy belated Valentine's Day. If I didn't get to wish anybody Valentine's Day and this, any other, anybody that knows me, they know I send out text messages and things like that. So if I didn't wish you happy Valentine's Day, then I'm wishing you happy Valentine's Day right now. Like I said, if you're trying to you're trying to chime into the show, what I did is I put the wrong phone number in the text message. So I'm just texting you the right phone number. So you can hit us up at 563-999-3631. All right, I put it backwards. I put it 3136. This is 3631. You know what I'm saying? It's like a 69. So listen, y'all, I am in a great mood, even though I had a fucked up day today. You know what I'm saying? But I am in a great mood. Make sure that you hit me up. And I hope you are listening to the sound of my voice and everything. And I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Tuesday evening. You know what I'm saying? Tonight on Balance and Boundaries, we're going to talk about reciprocation from our black women and women of color. Now, the only reason why I start throwing in women of color is because of the people and the women that I've been meeting within the last few months, few weeks, and few days. You know what I mean? So I don't want to exclude anybody or make it seem like, well, why is it always about the black women? Well, the reason why it's always about the black women is because that's basically what we are dealing with. I know we are dealing with women of color. I've never dealt with women of color. I've only dealt with black women. All right? Like I said, if y'all see me with a white woman, I'm holding up for the police. You know what I'm saying? Or no insult. And this and the other, like I said, I've never found a white woman that was into me. You know what I mean? So, you know, I stick with the home team and everything like that. So, like I said, hit me up at 563-999-3639. Big shout out to everybody that rocks with me every Wednesday. Shout out to all my Texas peeps out there and all my Las Vegas peeps. You know, I even acquired some Phoenix, Arizona peeps. You know what I mean? Some California peeps. Big shout out to everybody. So like I said, y'all, tonight's topic is about reciprocation from our women, period. Maybe I misworded that wrong. Maybe I should have said from our women, period. So reciprocation, y'all know how I get down and this, that, and the other. First thing we're going to do is we're going to get the definition of reciprocation so we know exactly what we're talking about. Now, if anybody got anything to say about reciprocation and this, that, and the other, because what I'm talking about is reciprocating what a man does for you. Y'all ladies want to learn why we don't open up and things like that. Sometimes we're giving off so much, it's not reciprocated. So we're going to get into the definition of reciprocation, which is a noun. And it is a countable or uncountable plural reciprocations. The act of reciprocating, interchange of acts, a mutual giving and returning. Reciprocation of kindness. All right? Now, we're going to get into right now the meaning of reciprocation, which again, a mutual exchange, a return in kind or like value. I notice a lot of women speak about their worth and their value. We don't hear very few men speak about their value. You know what I'm saying? So this is what we're talking about. What does reciprocation mean in love? You know what I'm saying? Giving and receiving or equal engaged in parties, mutual. In this most developed form, love occurs within reciprocated relationships with other persons. All right? Now, I hope y'all heard that. You know what I'm saying? This is what reciprocation means in love, okay? An example of reciprocation is to be something in response to an action in the way that corresponds or is somehow equivalent to that action. This is often positive. For example, when you are shown affection by a loved one, you can reciprocate by showing affection back. All right? Now, that's what reciprocation is. All right? We done got the meaning. We done got the meaning. sorry, y'all. I didn't mean to bring that in like that. You know what I'm saying? But we done got the meaning of reciprocation. Now you can hit me up at 563-999-3631. Press the 1 button if you got anything to say, if you got anything to add, or anything like that there. But we're going to get into reciprocation tonight. And this is what I'm talking about as far as reciprocation from us men. And I've been noticing this, meeting a lot of you women and everything. It seems like you women want a man to put you on his pedestal. As a woman in today's society, you are supposed to get talked to in a manner of respect and not disrespect. You are exactly right. So when a man can make sure that he's being consistent, that means texting you good morning, how you doing in the evening, things like that, making sure that he talks to you, not pushing up on you, but letting you know that he is into you. He may use words like sweetie, honey, baby, things like that, darling, boo, within his text messages and things like that there. Y'all may be like, are you talking about yourself? Yeah, I am talking about myself in so many ways, because like I said, this show is based on stories from a black man. So who else to give you stories of his dating experience and dating experience that he is going through the hopes, all right then? So of course we didn't got that out of the way. So yes, all right then, we're dealing with what I like to do and everything like that there. You're supposed to treat a woman sweet. You're supposed to treat a woman with respect. You're supposed to treat a woman with the same respect that you would like in return. It don't seem like that we get it that way, fellas. And my fellas know what I'm talking about. And y'all, you can hit me up, fellas. And I need some of y'all to hit me up tonight at 563-999-3631. Press the 1 button, all right? Because this is an open forum. Anybody can call in and voice their opinion, long as we're sticking to the topic. You know what I mean? So listen, like I said, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Giving that respect, of course, we men want it back in reciprocation. That means if I'm constantly showering you with compliments, not because I want something, not because you can give me something, because my thing is this, sweetie, if you can't match my energy, ain't shit you can give me. If you can't meet me halfway, it's a two-way street. If I can't drive down the street and see you coming at least my way on the other side to meet me halfway, ain't shit we can do for each other. I've always said this, two hurt motherfuckers that done been hurt out here in society and in relationships can't do shit for each other if they're not trying to sit and listen to one another and reciprocate what one is giving to the other. If I'm calling you baby, darling, sweet thing, honeysuckle, snuggle toes, and this, that, and the other, and things like that there, how come you can't say, hey, handsome, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? Hey, baby, how you doing? You got a sexy ass, you a sexy ass man. Just like a man may tell you, you're a sexy ass woman. You're very attractive. This is why I chose to speak to you. But it seems like women these days seem like when a man is giving you those compliments, you seem like you feel like a man wants something. Sweetie, a lot of y'all women ain't got shit to offer a man. You damn near got shit to offer yourself. What the hell you gonna offer a man? But what the hell you gonna offer this man that's trying to talk to you? Because everybody wants to be so snooty and nose up in the air and this, that, and the other. Don't get me wrong, ladies. Be cautious. Because trust me, I'm being cautious with y'all asses. Trust me, I am. You know what I mean? Because we're supposed to be. I'm not supposed to take you for face value and then come over there and then you want to dupe me or whatever. Whatever the case may be. But we men have to be just as cautious as you women. No, we don't come across that way. We never do. We always come across like, you know, yeah, we down for it and this, that, and the other. We in for the win. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, 400 for the win, Alex, and everything. You know what I'm saying? And we're being cautious. I know I am. I'm very picky. very, very, very picky about who I date, who I deal with, who I'm seen with, who I'm out with, and this, that, and the other. Don't get me wrong. I'm looking to step outside the box. I'm looking to see or think outside the box. I wouldn't say step outside the box, but think outside the box. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep your mind open, especially in 2023. You got to keep your mind open. You know what I mean? Now, a lot of y'all sitting back listening. Ain't nobody trying to call in or this, that, and the other, and that's fine. That's fine. I don't need y'all to call in. You can text me those that I didn't send a text to. You can text me. I may not answer it right now, but I may answer it later and everything like that there. But this is an open forum, all right, for adults. This is balance and boundaries. You can't go through life without balance nor boundaries. So please hit us up at 563-999-3631. Press the 1 button to let me know that you are in queue and you got something to say. Big shout out to all my people that's out there listening. You know what I'm saying? I want everybody to call in. If you got time, you can call in and everything. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to see how, if any of you women know anything about reciprocation to your man, to the significant other that you are with, to the man that you are dating. I want to know. So hit me up. Yeah, y'all. You know what I'm saying and everything. I want to know. You know what I'm saying and everything. Hit me up. Let me know what's going on. You know what I mean? 563-999-3631. My phone is going off. You know what I'm saying? But everybody, I'm on a business call and this and the other and everything. You know, but I'm going to give me one caller to call in, and she's going to tell us how she reciprocates, to her man, how she caters to her man. It's nothing wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of you ladies expect us men to reciprocate to you. I don't mind. Look here. It's a word that men tend to feel sensitive of, and that's called being submissive. I don't know if any of you men out there know what being submissive is, or this, that, and the other, have ever been submissive to their woman. But being submissive to your woman is a very, very, very sexy thing. You know what I'm saying? And especially if you can get it back in return, that's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? That means y'all both on the same page. Y'all both vibing. You know what I mean? Y'all ladies be talking about, yeah, let's see if we can catch a vibe. Let's see if we can catch a vibe. Do y'all really know what a vibe is? Can you spell it? That's what I ask it. Can you spell it? You know what I'm saying? Do you really know what a vibe is? Y'all, and everything. Y'all talking about y'all want to catch this. Y'all want to this, that, and the other, and everything like that there. Sometimes, look here. We men, you have to explain things to us. We just don't catch on straight off the bat. And everything like that. Some of us men aren't retro like you think we are and everything like that. If a man is retro and up on everything and this, that, and the other on fashion and blah, 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 and everything, you better check his pedigree and what side of town he coming from. That's just real ass talk. The average street motherfucker, he ain't up on retro. He ain't up on the romance and this, that, and the other. So a lot of you women have to teach us. And a lot of us men want to learn. If you're willing to teach. You know what I'm saying? But like I say, y'all, I want to welcome y'all to Balance and Boundaries. You know what I'm saying? I do this every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know what I'm saying? But y'all can catch me right here on Blog Talk Radio, and I do this very, very, very well. You know what I'm saying? I got people hitting me up and everything like that there. We got a caller on the line. I told y'all I was going to get me a caller and everything. We got a caller on the line. You know what I'm saying? The 510 area code 7798. Yo, what's going on? This is Balance and Boundaries. How are you doing this evening? Who am I speaking with? Uh-oh. You're breaking up real bad, baby. Yeah, you're breaking up real bad, baby.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Okay, yeah, I can hear you now. I can hear you now. Who am I speaking with? Who is this? Okay, you got to do. You got to say that again. I can't hear you, baby.
I think
okay. Okay. This is who FMLA? What is this? What? Where are you at? Hello? Uh-oh. We dropped the call and everything. Listen, like I said, y'all, make sure y'all in an area that you're not going to get any out of the dead zone and things like that there. We want to hear from everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? Tonight's topic on Balance and Boundaries is reciprocation. You know what I mean? I want to hear from one of my fellas out there. I know I got one of my fellas out there in Texas and this and the other that can call in and let me know what it is to deal or receive reciprocation. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going by my experiences and everything. You know, and a lot of women ask me, what type of women you dating and what type of women you running into? I'm running into these West Coast ass women, these women out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? I get women that want to talk, or they claim they want to get to know each other so bad and so well and everything. And when a man shows you interest, it seems like the woman backed the fuck up. When a man shows you interest, I've heard women say, "Oh, nah, you're too good to be true." What the hell am I? I'm not the second coming. You know what I mean? I'm a man just like any other man. I put my pants on one leg at a time. You know what I mean? But I know what I want. I know where I'm going. I know where I've been. If I don't know where I'm being, I don't know where I'm going. If I don't know where I'm going, I don't know where I'm at. If I don't know where I'm at, I damn sure don't know where I need to be. And if you don't know where you need to be, then your ass is lost. That's just as a man, all right? That's just real ass talk as a man. So listen, we're going to try this phone call one more time. You know what I'm saying? 510-7798. Yo, how you doing this evening? This is Balance and Boundaries. Who is this?
Hello, Mr. Adelaine Mobley Jr. It's DNA. How are you?
How you doing? How you doing, DNA? And it's any other usher, Sacramento, in the house. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, Sacramento?
Yes.
What's
yes.
going on?
You in this boundary, and you know, so I'm loving it. You know, the topic
okay.
is real life shit.
Okay. Okay. Well, tonight's topic is reciprocation. Now, you being a worldly woman and this, that, and the other out there, radical, walking the runway and doing your modeling thing and stuff like that, do you find time, or do you make the time, or is it automatic to reciprocate what your man says to you? If your man is calling you beautiful and this, that, and the other, and making sure that he's putting you on his pedestal, are you doing the same for him?
Yes, I am. I believe that if a woman wants that same vibe, then she should be able to reciprocate anything that she receives from her man, her queen, her spouse, boyfriend, husband, whoever that may be, whatever you want to call it, as far as that label, she should be able to reciprocate him back and more times over if necessary.
Okay. Okay, all right. And how many times necessary does it take, or is it can be endless?
Man, that's a good question. You know, everybody learn the same way. Everybody don't receive the same way. But
right.
My thing of it is that us women, us black women, or any ethnicity woman, wants that feeling, from her man or spouse. As far as, you know, being called beautiful and how you doing, getting the lovely kisses, the little taps on the ass. They're kind of going to be showed off. And there are men out there that want the same thing. They want to know and be, I want to say well taught, but they need to know what kind of feeling that the woman is getting from him. Men want to feel that same love, that same feeling in the morning. You know, wake up next to your spouse. How you doing? How you feeling? They want that pampering. They want that attention as well. Mm-hmm. So
right.
If man is giving it to his woman, the woman should be able to produce the same thing. All
right.
Means necessary.
True. You're right.
I shouldn't be no if I can't do this, I can't do that, or, you know, not showing no love towards them, because if the woman is not showing no love towards them, just to tell you, somebody else will roll up
somebody
in that motherfucker and do it.
Yeah. Right. That's true. That's true. That's very true. That's very true. Now, when you say that goes along, that comes now. Reciprocation and communication is kind of like the different meanings, same sound and everything like that there. Does communication go with reciprocation? I kind of feel that it does. So are we communicating to get reciprocation like we should?
And that's a good question, because you got some people out there or couples that can give reciprocation to each other, but can't communicate worth a damn.
Wow.
And vice versa.
Wow.
So,
okay.
So for me, and this is just in my opinion as a woman,
okay.
And a woman
right.
out there, you know, dating, being a model and things like that, you have to communicate in order to reciprocate.
Ooh, somebody getting philosophical.
Yes. Yes, I am, because you have to be able, I mean, you know, you have to speak. In order to reciprocate, you have to be able to know your partner and be able to talk and move with your partner.
Okay.
You know, if you can't reciprocate and not say nothing.
Okay.
So to all my listeners out there that say there's no good black men, there's good black men that would treat you right. So you got to ask women, you got to ask yourself this question. Are you talking to him the way he should be talked to? Meaning, you talking to him with respect, talking to him with dignity, talking to him as a man should be talked to, not a five-year-old, not a child. You're not degrading him. You know, a black man deals with enough bullshit just being a black man. The last thing he's going to want is his woman downgrading him.
Now that's a two-way street, because I know some black men that talk crazy as shit to their black woman or their woman of color, significant other, things like that. And it's a two-way street. So if we're the nucleus and we're the producer of this, then it has to start from within first, if that makes any sense. I don't know. I could be. I may be half-assed high right now, but
nope.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It has to start with us, because I'm noticing what we as men put out, you women pick it up and y'all double it and give it back. You know what I'm saying? And everything. So sometimes in a good way, sometimes in a bad way. So I guess...
Sometimes in no kind of way.
In no kind of way, right. Exactly, because now we didn't got to that Mexican standoff-ish shit and everything. So the one question that I want to ask is reciprocation during the dating process. That's what I want to talk about. When you meet these people and this, that, and the other on these sites, or you meet these people randomly and everything, and you're pouring into them. When I say pouring into them, that means you're making sure you're doing the text message thing, you're texting them in the morning, this, that, and the other. How you doing? How you feeling? This, whatever, did you eat today and everything like that, and you can't even get that back. That's a form of reciprocation. If you can't even text me back and go, good morning, handsome, how are you doing? I don't give a damn if you ain't seen me. But men these days are sitting more selfies than you women are. It's facts. Am I right or wrong, Ms. DNA? Because you're a model.
Yeah.
You have to go through you have to do headshots and see headshots. Men are sending more pictures these days than text messages. Some of them is derogatory and foul, but men are sending more pictures because they want these women to look like, see what they look like. Y'all women is posting up these pictures. Come on now, y'all women posting up these pictures. You're saying you're 45, but you're looking 60. In some of these pictures. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Y'all want to post them pictures back from 2019 and 2018, sweetie. Now, you've aged and caught up with you a little bit since then. Let's post some recent pictures. And let's keep it so real. So, do you see reciprocation being a factor during the dating process? Because I don't.
I don't. My thing is, when you're talking about reciprocation in the dating process, now see, that's a game that I would say is kind of hope. It's like you're being tested because some people in the dating game are quick and fast to throw the draws or throw the dick just to get that attention that they're being lacked in. Some people don't even know what reciprocation is.
Right.
If I was to take a person out on a date, and I'll just say I'm treating the gentleman, okay, so for dinner, I would think the next event that we're going to, or that be a movie, going to see a comedy show or something like that, he should be able to pick up the next event that we're
going
together.
You're right.
To me, that's reciprocation.
Okay.
Not to expect either one or the other to pay for the whole entire dating, wherever you guys may go. Like I said, whether it's lunch, breakfast, dinner, brunch, comedy show, whatever event that you guys are going to. And the lady expects the man to pay for everything. Okay. She's not knowing, you know, what his finances may be looking like. He don't know what he might be going through, if he has any, you know, children. You know, you need to discuss those things. That's where the communication comes in.
And I feel
that reciprocation should be on both parts. If you don't know how to give reciprocation, just tell your partner that, or the person you're seeing or the person you're dealing with. And just let them know, hey, this is something I would like to reciprocate back what I'm receiving from you, but either I don't know how. And you can teach that person. Take them up under their wing. Because I'm pretty sure for men and women, there's a lot of things we've been through in relationships that a lot of people don't know how to do or know how to do it properly.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. That's true. So my thing to sum it up, if you haven't been taught how to reciprocate, how can someone that is trying to date you or want to be in a relationship with you expect you to reciprocate and you don't know how?
And that's when you would take that person, that's where the communication would come in. Because now you have to, that's where the teaching process comes in. Because now you have to sit that person down and say, hey, this is what I can bring to the table. But because you don't know how to reciprocate or you don't know where to start, how about I teach you and let you know how reciprocation is? That's why in the scripture it says, do unto others as they do unto you. Reciprocation is
kind of
the same thing.
Yeah, but a man got to be in the mind frame and want to reciprocate and learn from you to reciprocate. I hope I'm making sense. And stuff, because we got to want it. Just like you want it from us, we got to want to give it.
Right.
You
that
know
is
what I mean?
Yes.
And so if it's not coming naturally, You see what I'm saying? If it's not coming naturally, if a man won't open up a door for you naturally, and you got to tell him, damn, you're not going to open up the door or something like that, that's a red flag for your, that's a hit and a half for your ass right there and everything.
Yeah,
you know, I understand. I mean, you know, I understand these women that, these women, you know, the dating thing right now, women want you to call them. Women, you're not calling me. How come you're not calling me? How come you're not calling me? You know what I'm saying? Now, me being a single 54 man that makes 54 look damn good and this, that, and the other, I go, well, how come you ain't calling me?
Exactly.
If I done showed you the interest and we done sat on the phone and talked for 24 hours straight, conversation is the bomb, then you mean I need to get up in the morning, make sure I send you a text message, good morning, and then make sure I'm calling you up throughout the day? No. You need to show me. I want to be pursued, too.
Yes,
I want to be attractive
true.
To someone, too. And I need to know that. And all I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying? Just like we as men tell you women are. I'm into you. I'm attracted to you. This, that, and the other. Please don't tell me that while you sipping pink Moscato and this, that, and the other sitting in my house and everything like that there, because it ain't going to be, it's going to be null and void once you leave. You feel what I mean?
Right. Yes.
Don't sit there and blow smoke up my ass, because I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. It seems like my plus size women or my women of color, women of any race, feels that if they got, they cute in the face and thick in the waist, and a man is attracted to you, genuinely attracted to you, it's a fantasy, it's a facade, and it's that and the other. You just being nice to me because you want something. Sweetie, you ain't got shit for me. I thought we supposed to be building on something and getting to know one another. What happened to getting to know one another during this reciprocation? Because I'm letting you know, I want to get to know you. Am I right or wrong?
You're right. I cannot argue with that. You make a valid point, and I cannot argue with that. And some women can do, and some can't. But my thing is, as a woman, if your man is going over and beyond for you, and giving you what you want, whether it be that pleasure, whether it be that attention, whether it be that whatever it may be, you should be able to give him exactly that what he's giving you. And if you can't, then you need to rethink things or get to stepping.
Mm-mm. You still there?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what area you may be at. All right. What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man coming back to you live and direct. I know people was like, Look, we having some technical difficulty, but I'm glad that I was able to come back and this, that, and the other. Big shout out to my girl DNA out there in Sacramento, California, you know what I'm saying, calling in. Big shout out to everybody that's listening to me, you know what I'm saying. But like I say, y'all, it's a nice topic, is reciprocation. We got to reciprocate what we want. We got to reciprocate what we give off, what we give out. And fellas, we got to learn how to take the criticism and the comments, the way the woman feels without getting upset, without passing judgment, without getting mad at her, without talking crazy to her and everything. We got to learn how to deal with our rejection better. We got to learn even how to deal with reciprocation better. Because we as men take reciprocation sometimes to the next level and figured because she is giving us those comments and she is making sure that she is reciprocating what she is saying to us and giving back to us that we are giving on, that it doesn't go misunderstood. And sometimes we take it as, oh, she in love with me, or oh, she just said the other. And we go out and we run our mouth to our homies and this and the other. We don't know who we're talking to. You know what I'm saying? So we have to learn how to be more responsible. That's the word. As men, that's what we got to learn how to do. We got to learn how to be more responsible as men. Okay? You got your boy Fat Man up in here, a.k.a. Mr. Ale Mobley Jr. Y'all got to understand I'm getting real comfortable and everything. You know what I'm saying? I want to welcome y'all once again to Balance and Boundaries. We do this every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. worldwide. You know what I mean? And right now, let's check out our dashboard. And let's see who's listening to us right now. Now, right now, we got the United States coming in at 95.92%. And we got South Korea coming in tonight at 4.08%. Nah, that's dope as hell. You know what I'm saying? We're being heard all the way. We're being heard all the way, y'all, in South Korea. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to South Korea. You know what I'm saying? But once again, y'all, this is Balance and Boundaries. Make sure y'all hit us up at 563-999-3631. That's 563-999-3631. Y'all make sure y'all call and talk to me. Come on now. Don't be shy. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about reciprocation. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all ladies know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Let's go back to Google and get some more definitions. What is reciprocation behavior? Okay. It is a social norm that involves in-kind exchange between people, responding to another's actions with another's equivalent action. Okay, did y'all hear that? It is a social norm that involves in-kind exchanges between people, responding in another's action with another's equivalent action. It's usually positivity, or it's usually positive, i.e., or e.g., returning a favor, but it can also be negative, pushing a negative action, fear, or horror. reciprocation. Wow. Okay. Now, what is the, you know, what does it mean in a romantic relationship? I don't know. Let's find out. This is what we're trying to get into. It involves a mutual exchange of support, emotional investment, care, and love. In a relationship is characterized by each partner's feelings, able to share their needs, and the willingness to meet the needs of the other person. Okay? Now, this is reciprocation. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you hit us up, y'all, 563-999-3631. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not going to get on this radio show and just talk recklessly or talk like I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. We're going to get some education up in here. When you leave this show, you're going to go, well, damn, I know what reciprocation is. Maybe we can all try and do better tomorrow, because tomorrow's a new day. You know what I'm saying? We just got to make sure that we stay positive. Make sure that we stay positive, stay active. You know what I'm saying? Retroactive in certain cases. But make sure that we reciprocate what is given onto us or what is bestowed onto us. That means if it's wisdom, if it's love, you know what I mean? If it's just someone to be there to listen to you. You don't necessarily need somebody to comment. You just need somebody to listen. This is what I've been telling y'all, ladies. You wonder why your man don't talk to you? Are you sitting there just to listen to him? Or do you got to put in 2 cents? Or are you in the back room eavesdropping on this conversation that he having on the phone? Y'all ladies need to cut that shit out. Just like y'all men out there, because a lot of you men out there is acting like ladies. And I've heard ladies say that shit. Y'all need to cut that shit out, too. Stay out of your woman's conversation. Let that be between two women. You ain't no woman. Go sit your ass down somewhere. And sweetheart, you're not a man. Go sit your ass down somewhere. Let two men talk. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of you ladies feel like you got to wear the pants in the family sometime. You know what I mean? But if you feel like you got to wear the pants in the family sometime, stop keeping that man around just for a piece of dick. Feel me? That's real talk. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you hit your boy up. Hit me up at 563-999-3631. All right, it's Balance and Boundaries, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But I want to thank everybody for rocking with me today. Sorry about the technical difficulties. You know what I mean? And everything. But we got it back under control. We back what we doing, what we supposed to be in at the time we supposed to be doing it in the realm we're supposed to be doing it in. Make sure you tune in next week. All right, with another topic, you know what I'm saying? I think we're going to talk about why black men go to white women. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that, you know what I mean? These are just topics that I'll be wanting to talk about my damn self and stuff, because I'll be wanting to hear y'all women's feedback on this, you know what I'm saying? So listen, please don't take it to your heart, you know what I'm saying? Charge it to my brain, because I'm just sitting here thinking and trying to come up with something that's going to help us communicate better in 2023. I hope everybody is saying their prayers and taking their vitamins. Y'all better start making sure y'all getting yourselves right with the good Lord upstairs, because I'm telling y'all, he is coming back. And he coming back with a vengeance. Y'all, I'm trying to tell y'all, he coming back better than ever. It's going to be a big movie premiere. You know what I'm saying? So get yourself right with the man upstairs. Make sure you talk to him. Make sure you're introducing your kids, okay, to Jesus Christ, all right? Because it ain't going to hurt. Make sure you pray with him. Teach him how to pray. Do you know a lot of these kids don't know how to pray? That's why you got to teach them how to pray. A lot of these women, fellas, a lot of these women don't know how to pray. Ladies, a lot of these men don't know how to pray. Teach them how to pray. I'm trying to tell you that'll make your relationship and what you're doing together a lot more stronger. That'll bring you more closer together. That's what they used to say back in the day. That's setting the bar very, very high. I need a praying woman. I need a woman that's going to intervene. I need a woman that's going to stand in the void for me when I can't and still pray and be a praying woman and walking around the house praying. Anybody out there got a big mama that you used to bring your friends over Big Mama house, and she would get up and start wiping oil around the doors and this, that, and the other, and praying and walking through the house and this, and that's because she felt the spirit on your friends that she wasn't going to tell you about. So she got up and started wiping oil around the doors and everything and pleading the blood of Jesus. I'm trying to tell y'all what God loves. But listen, y'all, I'm about to get up out of here. I want to thank y'all for rocking with me. You know what I'm saying? And everything. You know, I want to thank y'all for it's another episode of Balance and Boundaries. Stay tuned if you missed it. You know what I'm saying? It will replay these shows. They archive. And it will replay 5 minutes after I get off the air. So listen, y'all, I will catch y'all next week, next Wednesday. Love, peace, and hair grease. Take care of one another and take care of yourselves, all right? But first of all, and number one of all, fellas, take care of your woman. And women, take care of your man. I'm Al A. Mobley Jr., and this is Balance and Boundaries. Catch y'all next week. Peace.